We've reached a very sacred place. It's called Sankarikor. Before describing the Leela connected with Sankarikor, I'll say a few things to allow our latecomers to join us. When you think of Varsana, immediately you think of Srimati Radharani. And when you think of Srimati Radharani, you immediately think of the dear most beloved of Krishna. Out of all the rasas, Madhurya rasa is topmost. And of all those in Madhurya rasa, the young gopi damsels of Vraja are topmost. And amongst the young gopi damsels of Vraja, Srimati Radharani is topmost. In fact, go down the pyramid and the mood in Vraja, Vraja Prem, that gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give, is within all the rasas, this mood of wishing to see the happiness of Radha and Krishna joined together. Except in the Leela of Radha and Krishna joining together, there are obstacles. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've noticed it in the course of devotional service. Every now and then there's some obstacles. Have you noticed? Some obstacles, every now and then. From a rasa point of view, obstacles enrich and enhance rasa. Because somehow or another, the meeting of Radha and Krishna must take place, and so the obstacle becomes nectar. It enhances the sweetness of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Similarly for us, depending upon Krishna more, and depending upon Krishna more, and depending upon Krishna absolutely, and depending on Krishna where there's no other shelter but Krishna, may look like an obstacle, but it's an ecstasy. The impetus for increasing our dependence upon Krishna. So the mood is simply wanting to please Krishna. And the very place of Radharani's pastimes, Varsana, is filled with that same mood of simply wanting to please Krishna, even from the place itself. We'll be able to see a little bit better when we're two stops away, and even three stops away. Varsana is made up of five peaks, and this one here is number six. But the five peaks are Lord Brahma offering his five heads in service to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. As Lord Brahma knew that Radha and Krishna would make their appearance in this world, he appealed for their appearance in this world. In the mood of service, he wanted to have a very humble role to play in serving Radha and Krishna. And so he was offered the following role. you with your, excuse me, four foreheads can provide this nice place for Krishna's service. So, the peaks of Varsana will see more Kutir and Man Kutir and the hill where Dhan Bihari is and the place where the temple of Srimati Radharani and the parents of Radha resided. This is a temple or a hill for Lord Vishnu. And if you see the color of the rock, even the color of the rock is different. Here is a darker color. Here is a lighter color. So the mood of Radha and the mood of Radha's abode is a mood of service to Krishna. And very loving service unto Krishna. That some of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna look like something other than a mood of humble service to Krishna. But it has that appearance only because Radha knows Krishna's heart and she knows how to please Krishna. And Krishna knows Radha's heart and knows how to please Radha. So one of the tax pastimes of Krishna was performed here. And in one of the writings of our Goswamis, Dan Keli Kamudi, it's described very, very nicely. Just on the other side of this intersection of the two mountains, this area's Sankarikor, is Chiksoli, Chitra Devi, and those part of her extended family are in that village. So the daily practice was the cows that were herded by their family, the dairy products were taken at milking time, taken through this little gully, Sankarikor, down the very same path that we walked on. Of course, now it's paved, I guess you could say nicely paved, or fortunately or unfortunately, it's paved. All the way down to the traditional marketplace. And they would sell their dairy products in the marketplace. And they would continue on to other marketplaces throughout Braja until all their dairy products were gone. And then they'd bring their empty pots back to Chiksoli. So one of the innumerable tax pastimes of Krishna was performed here, where the residents of Chiksoli and the gopis had finished milking the cows, and they were bringing the dairy products from the cows through the gully, and Krishna was standing somewhere right where those young fellows are who think that they're Krishna, but they're not. Because they're going to try to do the same thing to us. You noticed when we came to Unchagaon, there was a train, and the system was similar. When the train is passing, a big pole comes down, and you can't pass till the train is gone, and a man cranks the pole, and the pole goes up, and then you can pass. So Krishna had a big stick, and he told the gopis, you cannot pass. You're thieves. Don't you know that everything in Braja is the property of the king of Braja? That's our system. He's the king. And you are entitled to protect the cows and do your agriculture, but you must pay tax. And you're not paying any tax. You must pay tax. And they said to Krishna, who are you? We're the servants of Srimati Radharani. And as far as we're concerned, she's the queen of Braj. And we're under her orders, We have no obligation to pay tax to you at all. Get out of our way. And some pushing and shoving was taking place, and Krishna took his big stick and cracked the pot. And the milk products went all over the ground. Just sometimes they place dahi and dairy products on the rocks to remember the milk that spilled and the dairy product that spilled all over the rocks. And so the gopis became very angry at Krishna and said, "We're going to tell Srimati Radharani and you're in big trouble." Krishna didn't mind their angry words. After all, he's the supreme controller. And he can handle Kamsa and Shishupal and Dantavakra and Aristasura and Trinavarta and powerful, powerful demons. So what's a few gopis and what can they do? Well, we'll tell you what they did when we get on the other side of Sankari Kaur, as described in Don Kelly Kumudi. Now, when we pass, just remember, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not these four gentlemen sitting here who think that they're Krishna. So you can be polite to them, but there's no obligation at all to pay attention to them any more than the dogs or the monkeys or the hogs or the other residents of Praja. So it's very difficult, so you have to move slowly and carefully, help one another to cross the gully, and we'll meet you on the other side for the next installment of what happened after Krishna broke the pot of the gopis. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shrimati Radharani ki, Jai.